Another episode of the I'm Undeniable podcast. I'm your host, Alex Sundar, and I'm here to drop some major fucking bombs and perspective on how to become unbreakable in your mind, body, and soul. And in today's episode, what I'm actually going to be really deep and dive into is this. What is the best time to do cardio for weight loss? It's going to be a good episode. We're going to be dropping tons of value, and I think it's a really good topic that a lot of people actually ask about as well, right? A lot of people always ask me, like, when is the best time to do cardio in order to lose weight? Well, we're going to discuss that right now, right? We're going to give you the exact action steps that you really, really need in order to cause this to happen. Now, before we talk about cardio, there's a couple basics, fundamentals that you guys need to understand when it comes down to cardiovascular training, right? So there are many different forms of cardio training out there, right? You got steady state cardio, you got interval training, you got high intensity interval training, you got Tabata training. There's many different forms of cardiovascular activities that you can essentially do to help aid you in weight loss. So as you guys have noticed, I use a term there, which is called aiding you in weight loss, right? It's not a factor where, you know, body doing cardio is automatically going to help you lose weight or body fat. It doesn't work like that essentially, right? But what cardiovascular training does do, it can aid you to be into that calorie deficit. So it doesn't matter what you do, right? You can be on the stepper all day, going for 30 fucking minutes. You can do HIIT training. But unless you're in a caloric deficit, it's not going to help you with losing body fat or weight on your body, right? So we got to make that important note. Now, there's a correct way to do cardio training for weight loss, and there's 100% a wrong way to do cardio training for weight loss. And I'm going to explain my perspective on exactly what you should be doing in order to maximize weight loss, to get the best results, and to ensure you can keep body fat off long term, right? So we're going to fucking go into it right now. So one of the things that we actually have to understand, like I mentioned to you before, was that cardio is an aid towards weight loss, right? So if we know we need to be in a calorie deficit, then that means we need to add the right tools in order for us to lose weight. Our primary tool, number one, is going to be nutrition, right? Before we even add in cardio, you need to dial in your nutrition. You need to dial in your macros. You need to dial in your protein intake, your fiber intake. I got other podcast episodes on that. I'm not going to dive too much deeply into that on this episode, but we want to take care of that factor first. The second factor before we look at cardio training and actually when to do it and what's the best time to do it in terms of losing weight, we need to do strength training, right? Now, one of the reasons why we want to do strength training and one of the reasons why we actually want to lift weights, it's to maintain strength and maintain lean muscle tissue as you lose weight. That's extremely important. It's extremely important for metabolic health. It's extremely important for weight loss. It's going to help keep weight off long term, right? We kind of know those, right? If you guys have been watching my content for a while, or if you're new here, scroll throughout it, you guys will understand that part about it, right? So that's extremely, extremely important. And then lastly, what we can actually do is we can aid in cardiovascular training to aid in the calorie burning. And that's what cardiovascular training is meant to do. It's meant to aid us into burning those little bit of extra calories. It's not our primary tool that we actually use to lose weight. It's in addition to the other tools that we use. So when you're actually losing weight or body fat, what I actually tell my clients is that your cardio training is not your sole focus. Your sole focus is in what you eat. It's in your strength training. Then it is in cardio training. And it's super important to understand that, because when your goal is to lose weight, it means your goal is to slowly lose weight. It's not to be a good runner. It's not to be like a marathon sprinter. It's to lose weight. So we got to do specific factors for the weight loss phase around that. Now, after you've lost your body fat, after you've lost your weight, and you want to start running 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers, you know, do other stuff, then we can look at those factors after you lose weight. But we got to focus on one thing at a time in order to optimize that. So when you're doing your cardiovascular training, my suggestion with it is to do it after your workouts or split it up between a morning and evening session away from lifting weights. Now, the reason why I actually recommend that, because like I mentioned at the start of this podcast episode, cardio training is a tool for us to use. It's not our primary source when it comes down to losing weight. That's the calorie deficit. That's where it's going to come from. So with that being said, right, cardiovascular training is going to aid into increasing that caloric burn, but it's also going to do a couple other things. One, you got to get your heart rate into your working zones, right? You got to get into your working zones for your heart rate. If you don't do that in terms of zone 2, 3, 4, 5 training, you know, you're not going to get your biggest bang for your buck in terms of cardiovascular training. That's something that we got to know. So if we're going to be doing your cardio training after you work out or splitting it off throughout the day, one of the reasons actually why we want to do that is because we want to maintain as much strength and as much lean muscle mass as possible for us lifting weights, right? I mean, enough strength and to make sure we're not actually burning off muscle tissue so we can actually maintain as much lean muscle mass when we're in that deficit. That is very, very important to note. Now, how much at a risk are you to mitigate that? Depends, right? It really just depends on like where you're at, how big the deficit is, what your goals are. People are like, oh, you should do whatever you want. You know, you should do whatever works for you. I'm telling you right now, focus on the strength training. Focus on the strength training. Do your cardio post-workout or split it off between two sessions. That's where you want your biggest focus to be. Because the goal here is to lose weight, right? It is to lose body fat. Like, we have to come to terms with that. And we got to do the right things in order to make that happen. So the best time to do it is, I definitely suggest a post-workout or split it off between your sessions. Now, how you want to do it, you can do it based on two things. You can do high-intensity interval training, or you can do cardiovascular training as well, steady-state cardio if you want to. Now, understand, as you do this, you got to work within your heart rate zones. So when you are doing cardiovascular training and you're adding it into your routine, yet doing it over time, it's going to start conditioning your body a bit more. It's going to be working your heart, working your lung capacity. So in reference, that is going to allow you to perform better for your strength training. In theory, you should be able to lift weights, go harder, push yourself harder in the gym to create that output. But we got to do it right. So what I actually want you guys to start with is, once you find out your caloric deficit, you get into your caloric deficit window of 500 calories per day, and cardiovascular training is aiding in that. At most, at the very start, I want you to do it twice a week, at most, for 20-minute to 30-minute cardio sessions. That's it. You don't need anything more of that in the beginning. Now, the reason why we do that is because when you're in a caloric deficit, you're already not consuming enough food as it is, right? Because you're in the deficit. It's going to make it harder to recover from strength training. You're not going to feel as good. And we essentially want to conserve energy. And the whole goal when it comes down to losing body fat is, we want to get ourselves in a position where we're losing weight without sacrificing other areas, right? And we can keep that consistency up over time. You're going to get a better result. And then eventually your body's going to peak out, right? You're eventually going to stall in terms of weight loss, because that's what happens when you lose body fat, when you lose weight. And then once you kind of hit that point, then you can go from, okay, instead of doing 2 cardio sessions a week, maybe I add in a third one. Or maybe I will increase that 20-minute cardio window twice a week to 25 minutes. That's the amount of changes that you want to make at once. Because a big mistake a lot of people make is they go from like, okay, I'm going to be doing 0 cardio, then I'm going to be doing 5 hours of cardio a week, right? An hour after my workouts, working out 5 days a week. You don't want to do that stuff, right? You want to mitigate the process and work up to it, right? Right. So that's what you really, really want to do with it. It's going to get you better results. It's going to make sure that you'll get sustained results as well without injury. I had a client, she actually went from pretty much 0 steps a day to 10,000 steps per day and threw it her back. And that's the kind of the risk point you kind of risk if you're not used to doing it. Plus, at the same time, like, if you do all this work without eating enough, consuming enough calories and fuel, it's going to make it significantly harder to stay consistent on it. Right. So the best time to do your cardio training is, you want to do it post-workout or split it off during the day. And you can absolutely apply what I suggested, which is starting off twice a week, 2 20-minute sessions. Then when you stall, you can either add in a third session at 20 minutes or slightly increase that to 25 minutes. I myself am in a fat loss phase right now. We're getting shredded. We want to compete hopefully this year. And I've already dropped, how much did I drop? 10 pounds, 10 pounds of body fat by only doing two 20-minute cardio sessions a week while being in a calorie deficit. So again, it can be very simple to do. The process can be quite easy. You got to trust the process. And if you trust the process, you're going to get extremely good results. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you guys get a ton of value out of today's episode. If you do get value, what would help me a lot is I'm really trying to push this podcast out, really trying to impact as many people as possible. If you could go to the podcast episode, give it that 5-star rating. Let me know you're getting value from it. That'll be awesome. Take care, guys. Hope you guys have the best fucking day ever. And we will talk to all of you super, super soon.